Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgReport edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. The end of the school year is near, so before you head out on summer vacation, be sure you're up to date with what's happening at the legislature. Budget negotiations are critical and the expiration of Proposition 123 on the horizon. Budget discussions remain stalled with Senator Kavanaugh noting that the House and Senate Republicans have reached a budget agreement internally, but have not yet discussed it with the governor. Governor Hobbs has stated that she will not hear budget talks until a ballot referral is finalized for Prop 123. Yet the budget timeline looms near us at the end of the fiscal year is June 30th. This session is scheduled to end on May 23rd, but may be extended by the House Speaker and Senate President if needed. In federal news, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has announced the immediate suspension of live cattle, horses, and bison imports through the southern U.S. border ports due to the rapid northward spread of New World screwworm in Mexico. This suspension will be reviewed monthly until significant containment is achieved. The USDA announced funding opportunities through the Local Agriculture Market Program and the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. If you're part of a local food enterprise, a state agricultural agency, or specialty crop organization, these grants can be your chance to make a lasting impact. A link to more information can be found on our website, maricopacountyfb.org. In Farm Bureau news, policy development season is off and running. Issue advisory committee meetings have completed, and next up is policy development meetings. For Maricopa County members, please join us on June 18th or June 25th to share your input on issues facing agriculture in Arizona. You can find the details for both dates on our website, maricopacountyfb.org/events. Summer Leadership Conference is also rapidly approaching. With keynote address from Dr. Jack Elliott and a ride on the Grand Canyon Railway, this is one leadership opportunity you do not want to miss. Links to registration are available on our website. Thanks for tuning in to another AgReport edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Catch us next Wednesday as we chat with ranchers and dietitians just in time to wrap up Beef Month. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.